the vortices that are strung around the planet, plus and minus the equator, are they somehow affecting and slowing down the core?
No, the core is speeding up. It's not slowing down. It's getting faster. The lines are changing. You're just noticing it. It's like when you are in a parked car and you're parallel to another car and it starts moving. You think you're moving when it's actually the car next to you moving. The lines are changing, so it gives the appearance that the center is protracting faster than its base.
Okay, can you say some words about the vortices and what their purposes are and how were they put there?
What vortices are these?
I don't know. What are you talking about, Doug?
There are 12 strung around the center of the planet. There's others, other places. They are triangles, and they are magnetized or somehow carry a charge, and they can be very volatile. Actually, one of them exploded when people shorted it out with a ground wire and killed several people. And another article I read said that the vortices were actually slowing down the core of the planet, and in about 20 years, the core would come to a stop. Well, I didn't believe that, and ION has now confirmed that that was all rubbish. But these vortices are strung all around, and they have to do with, as I understand it, some of the disappearances and the strangeness that goes on with various electronic equipment as they are flown over. So I was asking Ion if he can elaborate some on what they were and how they were put there.
So Ion, are these vortices man-made or nature-made?
Neither. They're God-made.
So they are actually in existence.
Will they be? What was your follow-up question?
Yes, Sarah asked something.
The answer would be sometimes, maybe. Those that want to have it be a causative factor, it's true.
Like the elder brothers
that's
from
the
future.
Answer to every question.
Ion, when Doug was talking about the vortices, he said something about magnetized aluminum. Now, we know that the formula for the new environment starts with Al2.
SO4.
Al2SO4. Are these vortices something to do with the new environment formula?
Yes, very good.
I don't know much about these vortices, Doug. Maybe you could say a few words about them, and then we could ask more questions of Ion.
Okay. Cyclone, an eddy, a genre, a spiral, a tornado, a turbillion, a twister, a water spout, a whirl, whirlpool, whirlwind. Mm. Those kind of words.
Apparently, these vortices affect all the way up into space someplace. They also affect, compasses and electronic equipment on aircraft, and even affect people's bodies. Also, they can pick up readings with Geiger counters. You know, they could be dangerous for people to get
around. Lord Kelvin, you're going back to crazy bullshit, Lord Kelvin, and J.C. Maxwell, and this electromagnetism going to get up in your asshole, and some magnetic tube is going to run up the axis and rotate to coincide directly with the force, and the properties are going to be proven that it's frictionless fluid, and then you can get the realization it's impossible because there's no frictionless fluid on the planet, and then you can't maintain a vortex with continuous energy, and then comparatively that the slight air friction of the air, the vortex motion of a liquid meeting a small whirlpool forming the water drains in the water basin, the natural illusions, the moral cortical motion on a larger scale, and spraying water pouts, water spools, tornadoes, investigation, sunspots. It goes on and on and on and on to the aerodynamics that don't fly.
Let me translate.
Translation count. That will affect the next season of Shameless, what he just said.
Yes,
more likely
what
there.
It means is we can't use any of our Kelvin measurements to measure this stuff. We just have to know it's a new environment. Right, Ion?
That is exactly correct.
So the vortices are, in effect, helping to create the new environment.
They are the new environment.
Well, they are the new environment. Y'all been messing it up. We're just trying to get you back to God.
In my chart has the vortices in it, Lewis Elliott. That they are. My chart is showing those anthropomorphic variations of the vortices.
Pickles, is that you?
Yes, Pickles, that's me. So if I say that, Carolyn, it's true for me. I mean, I was wanting to get on the boards. Dubitist.
Indubitable. Luckily, I'm ambivalent about this dubitosity.
Ambivalent in your covalent bonding?
Absolutely.
Yay, so we've got the new environment defined. The vortices.
The vortices. Is that like the Kardashians?
The two worst students in the INA class, Gene and Doug, have come through this week with totally
under feet. That's something you learned.
Stuck with me, bud. Carolyn, I'm sure glad you appreciate all us suckhead dogs. That's what Ion said.
Oh, and Gene gave a suckhead dog reference. Well, isn't that wonderful? When you grow up, you get your pair of them peep-toed fling back doing like a dog pumps. They'll be beautiful. I'm in my no-low blondings. You'll be right on then.
I think it's time for me to read out the formula for the new environment. What do you think? AL2SO43. Well, okay. AL2 bracket, SO4 bracket 3. NaSO4, K, Mg4, there's the magnesium, bracket, He6, Ne2, inside bracket, He5, bracket, and then outside bracket, Rn3, bracket, Kr6, Ge1, inside bracket, Th3, Zr1, Ti5, inside bracket, outside bracket, SiDO2. Isn't that fabulous? Look at that. It's amazing. Yeah.
Wow, I think one of my other selves might actually understand it.
That's why you should pump argon into your vaults and safes.
And we should pump argon in because it's not in this formula?
Correct.
And argon is going to be primo important.
Well, if we say yes, then we make a run on the market, and then the bears start barebacking the bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
the bulls get pregnant, and they have too many calves. And then the calves have to be cut, and there's mountain oysters you have to deal with. And then there's too many, and then you have steers. And then you have to beat out the steers, and then you have to slaughter them and eat them. So if we say yes, that happens. If we say no, then the bears cease barebacking the bulls. And even vis-a-vis artificial insemination, no pregnancy comes to term. So then there's nothing to eat, and a world dies starving, hungry, lying in a formidable grave. So which way would you prefer we answer?
Just leave it alone, because we know that whatever argon we require in the future, we'll have it. We don't have to even think about it.
Yum. And good, 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 good. And what would your next topic of conversation or this topic of conversation be if you just had a handful left?
I was looking up in my notes, my chart of all my notes, about where we talked about argon in the past. We talked about argon a lot. You said at one point decrease the argon and the nitrogen-argon balance is what makes the trade winds blow. if you research argon and having it in our world and you change it, you affect the trade winds. So we know that's happening already because we certainly have had a shift in our winds here. We've had much more wind. Right, Bob? And Bob says yes, and his muted position.
Dun, dun, dun. It's an isomer, argon isomer.
Mm.
In an isotope.
And the angels are made of
AR-38 and 40-AR.
AR-38 and AR...
40 and AR-36.
This indicates a change in the angel status, Carol. Angels are made of argon. We're talking about these changes or something about argon.
Yeah.
This is the change of the new situation, new lockdown Bob rule,
well,
the effect on angels.
You know the four winds are held back
the
by
angels.
What?
Yeah.
Well, they just let it go, didn't they?
They gave up.
Yeah.